You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The International Monetary Fund has raised its forecast for India's GDP growth in FY24 by a steep 110 basis points to 7.8%, even higher than the expansion rate of 7.6% seen by the National Statistical Office in its second advance estimate. It also upped the GDP growth projection for the country for FY25 by 30 BPS to 6.8% and retained the forecast of FY26 at 6.5%. To justify the upward revisions, the IMF cited the robustness reflecting continuing strength in domestic demand and a rising working age population. The IMF forecast for FY25 is, however, still 20 BPS lower than the Reserve Bank of India's projection of 7% for the year. FM Nirmala Sitharaman last month had said GDP may have grown above 8% in FY24. Up next, the government has no plans to monetize its stake in Vodafone Idea. Tuhin Kanta Pandey, Secretary, Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, told EFI ahead of the mega follow-on public offer by the telecom operator. The telco is hitting the market with a Rs 18,000 crore equity offering on Thursday. The share sale will open on April 18 for anchor investors on April 16 and close on April 22 to mobilize funds, which will help it in increasing its capex, launch 5G services and pair spectrum and adjusted gross revenue debt. The company needs funds to catch up with peers Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio. Moving on, the rupee plunged to an all-time closing low of 83.54 against the dollar on Tuesday, weighed down by the simmering geopolitical tensions in West Asia and the hardening of US Treasury yields. The local currency hit a lifetime low of 83.56 during intraday trade, but likely intervention from the Reserve Bank of India prevented any further fall. It ended the day with a decline of 9 paise or 0.10%, surpassing its previous closing low of 83.45 recorded on Monday. RBI's presence was felt in the market. Reduced volatility in the market suggested that RBI might have intervened in the market, Kunil Sadani, Vice President, Treasury, Shinhan Bank, told EFI. Meanwhile, Damask-backed logistics startup Shiprocket is expecting to return to profit in FY25 after a slew of acquisitions in the last 2 years had pushed its bottom line in the red. However, the company plans to continue with its acquisition spree in the new fiscal to add new services on its platform that serves 100,000 active merchants every quarter. In an interaction with EFI, its chief executive officer Sahil Goyal noted that Shiprocket's aim is to acquire companies that offer certain products and services that sellers require for end-to-end logistics. For example, it acquired Rocketbox in 2022 to offer B2B bulk shipment and Glaucus, a warehousing company, that same year to offer warehouse servicing to mid to large-sized sellers. In other news, fintech major BharatPe on Tuesday appointed Nalin Negi as the new CEO of the company. He had joined the firm as CFO in August 2022 and was appointed as interim CEO in January 2023, following the exit of former CEO Sohail Samir. With over 28 years of experience in the fintech and banking sector under his belt, Negi's vast experience with SBI Cards, where he worked as the CFO, has become quite handy in his latest assignment. Rajneesh Kumar, chairman of BharatPe Board, said his extensive experience in the fintech industry and the growth witnessed for BharatPe under his leadership makes him a natural choice to lead the company. Moving ahead, telecom equipment maker Ericsson on Tuesday reported an 11% quarter-on-quarter decline in revenue from its India operations to 5.3 billion Swedish crowns, which is around Rs 4,046 crore for the January-March quarter, according to the company's earnings. This marks a drop in revenues for Ericsson sequentially for the second straight quarter in India. Until the July-September quarter of 2023, the company had been experiencing record sales from its India operations. The decline in sales during the quarter was attributed to a return to normalized investment levels by telecom operators following the rapid rollout pace of 5G networks. Lastly, for the third consecutive session, benchmark indices took a beating on Tuesday, registering their longest losing streak in 3 months. Investors stayed cautious as the possibility that the Federal Reserve may not cut interest rates in June amid stronger-than-expected US retail sales data and geopolitical tensions in West Asia made the market mood gloomy. Sensex fell 0.6% or 456.1 points, to close the session at 72,943.68 points, and the Nifty also ended 0.6%, 124.6 points lower, at 22,147.90 points. In the last three trading sessions, investor wealth has declined by nearly Rs 8 trillion. The conflict between Iran and Israel, which has erupted fresh geopolitical tensions in West Asia amid the ongoing Israel-Gaza war, has raised concerns that the crude oil prices could spike. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.